Will Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Bennett?
Here.
Senator Eliason?
Here.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Here.
Senator-elect Fakes?
Here.
Senator Ferguson?
Here.
Senator-elect Paul Fisher?
Here.
Senator Vic Fisher?
Here.
Senator Gilman?
Here.
Senator-elect Halford?
Here.
Senator-elect Josephson?
Here.
Senator Kelly?
Here.
Senator Curtula?
Here.
Senator-elect Moss?
Here.
Senator Mulcahy?
Here.
Senator-elect Pettyjohn?
Here.
Senator Ray?
Here.
Senator Rohde?
Here.
Senator Sackett?
Here.
Senator Strzelczewski?
Here.
Senator Ziegler?
Here.
There are 20 members present, Mr. Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you. The invocation on this opening day of the 13th Legislature will be by the Reverend George McNeven of the Juneau Bethel Assembly of God.
Shall we pray? Our Lord, now as we set our faces toward the new year and a new session, we know full well that it will bring many changes. The old must give way to the new. Time does not stand still, nor the world cease from its turning. We know that we are operating on the edge of our ability and knowledge. We must finally pray that you will care for the things which we cannot control. Lord, never allow us to believe, much less to act, as if we were landlords of this space and time, for we are only tenants, tenants with a great heritage of sacrifice and labor. By your grace, O Father, let us occupy our time and space with kindness and duty. For, O Lord, we will move on. We will leave records we cannot change. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your insight and wisdom so that we might make those decisions we have to with fairness and insight. In our Lord's name we pray. Amen.
To all whom these present shall come, greetings. I, Stephen McAlpine, Lieutenant Governor of the State of Alaska, do hereby certify that the following is a true and correct list of the persons elected to the Senate of the 13th State Legislature at the general election held on the second day of November, 1982, in the State of Alaska, as shown by the official returns of the State Canvass Board, as provided by Alaska Statute 1515450, now on file in my office. Senate District A, Robert Ziegler. Senate District C, Bill Ray. District D, Senator Paul Fisher and Senator Don Gilman. Senate District E, Fritz Pettyjohn, Jan Fakes. Senate District F, Arla Strzelczewski, Pat Rohde. Senate District G, Joe Josephson and Vic Fisher. Senate District H, Rick Halford, Tim Kelly. Senate District J, H. Pappy Moss. Senate District K, Don Bennett, Betty Fahrenkamp. Senate District L, Frank Ferguson. Senate District M, John Sackett. Senate District N, Bob Mulcahy. In testimony whereof, I have set my hand and affixed hereto the seal of the State of Alaska at Juneau, the capital, the 17th day of January, 1983, signed by myself, the Lieutenant Governor. Will the following senators please come forward to take the oath of office? District D.A., Paul Fisher. District E.A. and E.B., Fritz Pettyjohn, Jan Fakes. District G.A., Joe Josephson. District H.A., Rick Halford. District J., H. Pappy Moss. Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska. And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state senator. To the best of my ability. Congratulations. Will the following senators please come forward to take the oath of office? District A, Robert Ziegler. District C, Bill Ray. District D, Don Gilman. District F, Arla Sturgiluski and Pat Rohde. District G, Vic Fisher. Will you likewise raise your right hands and repeat after me? I state your name.
I, Pat Rohde.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska. And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state senator.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state senator.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Will the following senators please come forward to take the office? District HB, Tim Kelly. District K, Don Bennett, Betty Fahrenkamp. District L, Frank Ferguson. District M, John Sackett. District N, Bob Mulcahy. Likewise, raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
I,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend. The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state senator.
And I will faithfully discharge my duties as state senator.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Nominations are now in order for President pro tem of the Senate. Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor McAlpine. I'd like to place the name of Senator Jay Curtula for President pro tem of the Senate, 13th Legislature.
Senator Curtula has been nominated as President pro tem. Are there any further nominations? Is there a request for unanimous consent, Senator?
There is, sir.
Any objection? Seeing none, Senator Curtula is the President pro tem of the Senate. Will Senators Fahrenkamp and Ray escort Senator Curtula to the chair?
Senate will please come to order. We'll follow the written script here exactly. And under provision of law, Alaska Statute 2405-120, the uniform rules of the 12th Legislature first session were effective on June 30th. These will serve as the temporary rules of the current legislature until permanent rules are adopted. Nominations are now in order for the permanent president of the Senate, Senator Halford.
Mr. President pro tem, I'd like to place the name of Senator Pat Rohde in nomination for permanent president of the Senate.
The name of Pat Rohde is placed in nomination. Senator Josephson.
Mr. President, I nominate for permanent president of the Senate, Jay Curtula.
Well, the Secretary of the Senate, there are a number of ways of running for this position. We've discussed them briefly. Senator Ray?
Move the nominations be closed and ask unanimous consent.
Being no further nominations, please indulge me. Thank you. Members of the House, do you wish to address us?
Mr. President, we've been
thank you, Godspeed, and tell him that we wish him the same. We wish you well in the next two sessions. Senator Ray, thank you. Will the Secretary of Senate address the method of selection? We can have a nomination by each person being polled. There is another method. What has been our tradition?
Traditionally, we have, when we have two members, we do vote on them. It is your decision whether you start with one or whether you, each member says either Senator Curtula or Senator...
The way that I've accepted the nominations will proceed as follows. You will poll the Senate, and each person will state his choice, Senator Rohde or Senator Curtula, and we will then add up the tally. Without objection, you may proceed.
Senator Bennett.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Eliason.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Fakes.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Ferguson.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Paul Fisher.
Senator Rohde.
Senator Vic Fisher.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Gilman.
Senator
Halford.
Senator Rohde.
Senator Josephson.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Kelly.
Senator Rohde.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Moss.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Mulcahy.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Pettyjohn.
Senator Rohde.
Senator Ray.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Rohde.
Senator Rohde.
Senator Sackett.
Senator Curtula.
Senator Sturgalewski.
Senator Rohde.
Senator Ziegler.
Senator Rohde.
Please take the tally.
The roll shows 12 votes for Senator Curtula and 8 votes for Senator Rohde.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I thank you very, very much. We expect to take some time today, but we expect to have a report of the Committee on Committees by late afternoon. I would ask that the following appointments attend to the Senate's business with the Governor and the House member after the recess of the House to go into a Committee on Committee meeting and await the decision of the Committee on Committees. I would ask Senator Halford. Senator Halford, am I doing something wrong? Excuse me. I apologize. I would ask Senator Halford and Senator Fakes to await upon the House and tell them, convey our best wishes and tell them that we're ready to proceed for work. I would ask Senator Ziegler and I would ask Senator Sturgalewski to wait upon the Governor and make the same report. At this time, under the rules, we've made a regional appointment to the Committee on Committees, statewide cross-section. Under the rules, although I prefer it otherwise, there are 5 members of the Committee on Committees. The presiding officer is chairman, and the Committee on Committees can be selected by the chairman. I suggest Senator Bennett, Senator Fakes, Senator Ferguson, Senator Ray. Senator Curtula is chairman. You have the floor, Senator.
May we have a brief at ease, please?
We'll be at ease.
I'd like to introduce my wife, Pat.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce 3 constituents from my district. My wife, Sophie, Oliver, and Annie Levin. From there.
Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, it gives me a good deal of pleasure to introduce my campaign manager, my campaign treasurer, and the lady that supports me in the manner in which I have become accustomed, my wife, Nikki.
Senator Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I would also like to introduce my partner and wife in Gallery A.
Senator Bennett.
I'd like to introduce the gallery behind me, my wife, Bev Bennett.
Senator Ray.
President, I'd like to introduce your wife and daughter, Joyce and Ann.
Give me great pleasure to introduce Jan Baumhoff, who is working with Senator Fakes. I suspect someone else was attempting to arise at this time, Jan. Senator Paul Fisher.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to introduce my wife, Joyce, and two of my nine children, Ann and Tom.
Pleased to have you today, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce my partner in life, my wife, Mickey, and one of my nine grandkids.
Well, Senator Joseph.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Object. We are in recess, but you can give your notice of caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That was the purpose of the objection. The minority will caucus immediately on recess in the Butrovich room, or will have notification of where the caucus will be if the Butrovich room is not available.
White asked the Committee on Committees to meet in my room just for a briefing. Approximately 3 p.m., but if you could communicate with us at about 1:30 here. We are in recess.
For his caucus.
Through the chair, to the distinguished senator from Juneau, Mr. President, I have only just seen the Committee on Committees report. I really couldn't speak for the rest of the caucus in that regard.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, try this on for size. I knew the caucus was in the offing. I have no idea of how long it's going to take, and it seems kind of silly to me to keep the majority standing around or sitting around twiddling thumbs. I understand there might be some amendments contemplated to the report. So in view of that, in the absence of objection, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we hold the matter of taking up the Committee on Committee reports until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning or as soon thereafter as we can get to it.
There's a motion, Senator Wright.
I object to that. I don't think it's necessary. The requests have been represented by a group of the senators on the floor have been presented to the president as early as January the 6th, signed by a couple of members of that group, and those requests have been evaluated. The Committee on Committees has met. They've made every effort to accommodate the people, all of the 20 senators sitting here, and that's, I think, possibly maybe an hour's time would be enough to. Most of them have come around to me and said that they already know where they were sitting, and they were most happy with it.
We have a motion before us, Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I think that we should do everything possible to organize as quickly as we can without delay. We've had the example in previous sessions where it's taken one house or the other one a long time. I don't think it's necessary, and I, for one, am willing to come back this evening if we have to, just so that we can speed up organization.
Senator Ziegler, and I don't know that you are, sir, but you and I, as longtime members of the legislature, would you be willing to suggest a change in your motion to a call of the chair, and then if we find this is impossible, we will adjourn?
President, except customarily, as you know, sir, when a senator has requested that a matter be held over one day, traditionally that request has been honored, as you well know, but I'm not going to raise a fuss about it.
Without objection, we'll recess to a call of the chair. At this stage, it will be 1 hour from now, give or take communication with other members of the Senate, but approximately 1 hour.
Mr. President, there'll be a minority caucus in the Butrovich room.
Recess.
I'll be happy to wait until after the report from the House.
Is there a report from the committee that waited on the House? Senator Halford.
The House was not in session at the time. We will inform the House tomorrow.
Thank you very, very much. Without objection, going to introduction of guests. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, two of my constituents are in the gallery behind me. Harold Mose, who is Vice President of Northwest Pipeline. We want to welcome him here. I'd also like to introduce his wife, who has an even bigger title. She's my golfing buddy, Pat.
We do have an announcement that should be made. You are invited to attend to the signature of your oath of offices, those that haven't done so. And it's to remind you, it's in the Lieutenant Governor's office. So if you haven't signed your oath of offices, he recommends that you do so as quickly as possible. At this time, we're down to reports of committees, and we are down to the Committee on Committee Report. Page one of the Committee on Committee Report is the page on the Secretary's desk. The other items on page two of the report that you all have are the prerogatives of the chair with, of course, support of a majority of the body. Sans the fact that at this time there are five members of the Budget and Audit Committee, not seven. At this time, is there a motion on the Committee on Committee Report adoption?
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
I believe there's an amendment to the committee report, sir.
But there is a motion to adopt, is there not?
I would move to adopt the committee
report. There's a motion to adopt. There is an amendment. Will the Secretary read the amendment? If there's a request for it to be reproduced, please let the chair know. You may read the amendment.
Amendment number one to the Committee on Committee Reports by Senators Curtula, Fakes, Ray, Ferguson, and Bennett.
That's by the Committee on Committees.
By the Committee on Committees. Under Judiciary, delete Halford, add Pettyjohn, Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Delete Gilman, add Senator Paul Fisher. Under Community and Regional Affairs, delete Senator Pettyjohn, insert Senator Halford.
Do you ask for unanimous consent to that amendment?
Move and ask for unanimous consent to the amendment.
If there's no objection, that amendment was proposed. It has been adopted. The amendment to the committee report has been adopted. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move amendment number two to the Committee on Committees report.
Again, if anyone wishes copies of the amendments, we will await the Xeroxing. You may read the amendment number two. It's been moved by Senator Halford.
Amendment number two by Senators Halford and Kelly. On page one, the end of the second column, under Finance Committee, add Senator Sturgalewski and Senator Rohde.
There's been a motion to adopt amendment number two. Is it fully understood? Senator,
I object to the amendment and ask for roll call vote, sir.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, the amendment is essentially intended to ensure that there'll be a minority presence on the Finance Committee. Mr. President, you probably are aware, Rule 1E says the minority is entitled to at least one seat on each standing committee, end of quote. We hope that to provide proportional representation, but certainly I think the principle of minority representation is clear, and I believe that's why the amendment is offered.
Senator Joson.
Mr. President, this matter was considered, as I understand it, by the Committee on Committees, and the determination was that the term minority, as used here on its face, is ambiguous, although there is some precedent in legislative history that I will cite. I have assumed, since I have been designated as one of the prospective members of the committee and I'm a Democrat, that I fulfill the minority requirement for the purpose of the rule. In 1977, Mr. President, John Rader was selected as president of the Senate on an 11-9 roll call, and on that occasion there was no member who voted against President Rader, who was appointed to the Standing Committee on Rules. And in 1979, Clem Tillion was made president of the Senate on a 12-7 roll call. And on that occasion, Finance Committee members were Senators Sackett, Holman, Bennett, Dankworth, Hackney, Ray, and Sumner, all of whom voted for Senator Tillion's presidency. And I think it's significant because those senators were dealing with the rule in its present form. Certainly that was true in 1979 and substantially in its present form in 1977. Adopted the rule that we have today and undoubtedly understood what they intended. If you look at the statutes which refer to the special committees, it is clear from them that what was meant was bipartisanship on the committees. And I think it's the view of the Committee on Committees, as I understand it, that that is the intent of this rule, that is the precedent of the Senate, and for that reason, I would urge that the amendment be defeated.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I appreciate the remarks of my distinguished colleague at the bar, and would like to raise several points. So first, the rules are not self-enforcing. The question must be raised for the, you know, for the rules to be enforced. And in the instances that were cited by the previous speaker, there was no case of the rules being raised or those people being concerned about the rules in that context. So I think that's one point. In addition, I think we're not talking about special committees here. And in addition, Mr. Billy Barrier, who is the director of our Division of Legal Services and our chief lawyer, has an opinion in which he states that the best view is that the minority member consists of those people who did not vote for the presiding officer, and I think that that is the correct and better view. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Halford?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to amplify that further, I think in quoting that statement from our attorney, the rule is designed to allow some representation on each committee to the group which is the organized opposition. Mr. Speaker, in those other two instances, in terms of organized opposition, there were members of what was organized in both sides on those committees. That is not the case in this case, and it certainly gives the minority a very difficult position in which to advocate alternative proposals if that advocacy cannot be done in each committee and must be brought to the floor. That's an alternative that I would hope the minority wouldn't be put in that position.
Senator Ray.
I'm glad the senator from Anchorage someplace said organized opposition. That leaves me with a clear understanding. If the rules would have said organized opposition, that's what you would have in the rules, organized opposition, not minority or majority. And to further expand on that, there are 12 members that voted for you today as president of the Senate. Suppose, in my instance, I had not voted for you and had nominated myself and voted for myself. That would have left me a minority of one, and under the rules as interpreted by some people here, I would have been on every standing committee. Well, this in itself is ridiculous. I can understand the frustrations, and I appreciate the thoughts. I think the precedents are there. Certainly we all understand what majority and minority means in the sense of party. And I think that we are in a coalition. That's to make a determination that those members that represent both major political parties are represented on every standing committee, and that's what's been done.
Mr. President. Senator Joseph.
Senator
Pettyjohn, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We don't yield in the Senate. However, courtesy has been extended. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. The senator from Juneau has stated that if the language in the rule had meant organized opposition, it would have so stated. In fact, if the rule had meant minority party, it would have so stated. The way this body has operated in the past, is my understanding, is with a majority and a minority, there is a minority, there is a majority. We are the members of the minority. We would like to be treated as a minority and given the rights of a minority and the specific right that's stated in Rule 1E.
Senator Joseph.
It's clear that reasonable people can differ about this. I have not had the benefit of the legal opinion to which reference was made, but I do know that Mr. Barrier has advised us that there is no case law on this point at all. So with all respect to him and the senator who just spoke, there are different legal opinions, and I believe that this is the kind of issue which suggests, Mr. President, that your announcement that you will appoint a special committee subject to a resolution of the Senate to study the rules and reform the rules, I think this is the kind of issue that shows how well taken you are in that position. And I would hope that the next time the Senate is organized, there will not be an ambiguity on the point. But I want to reiterate that where there is an ambiguity and where reasonable people do differ or disagree, the custom is to go back to the traditions of the Senate and the precedents of the Senate, and in my judgment, those support the recommendations of the Committee on Committees, and I urge the defeat of the amendment.
Senator Rohde?
A I appreciate Senator Josephson's suggestions, but I don't know that I want to wait that long. On the question of the majority, I just had a lesson today in what constitutes a majority and a minority, and I think we can all agree on that. Numbers, what I'm talking about, I think, is the fairness and the openness of the process and the ability for all of us to work on the common problems in the state, and that's really what I think we are asking for, is for you to allow us to participate in the process pursuant to the rules.
Senator Ray.
Just to clarify, it is an amendment to add two additional members to the Finance Committee. Is that correct, sir?
That's right. There'll be a roll call vote.
So I can be sure to vote no against it.
Question. We have one member missing. However, there are significant members here and numbers here. You may call the roll.
Senator Bennett?
No.
Senator Eliason? Absent. Senator Fahrenkamp?
No.
Senator Fakes?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Paul Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Vic Fisher?
No.
Senator Gilman?
Yes.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
Senator Josephson? Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Moss?
No.
Senator Mulcahy?
No.
Senator Pettyjohn?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
No.
Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
No.
The roll shows 8 yeas, 11 nays, 1 absent.
Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The amendment has been defeated. There are further amendments.
Question.
You're ready for the question on the committee report? Senator Fisher, what are you seeking for?
Mr. President. State Affairs doesn't show vice chairman. I was wondering if it requires a formal motion.
The report on the Secretary of the Senate's desk has Vice Chairman on it, Senator Ray.
Thank you.
Are there further? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to raise a point of order on Rule 1E, Minority Membership on Committees.
You have raised your point of order. Your point of order not well taken. I rule it out of order. Is there further debate? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, certainly that is a disappointing ruling. I would have hoped there had been a better way to resolve this, but I can see no alternative but to appeal the ruling of the chair.
The ruling of the chair has been appealed. Do you wish a roll call vote? Question is, shall the ruling of the chair be sustained? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Ruling of the chair has been sustained. Are you ready for... Question is, shall the committee on committee report be adopted? Roll call vote. You may proceed.
I'll have to call a roll, sir.
Yes, roll call vote. You proceed.
Senator Eliason? Absent. Senator Fahrenkamp? Senator Fakes?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Paul Fisher?
No.
Senator Vic Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Gilman?
No.
Senator Halford?
No.
Senator Josephson?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Moss?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
Yes.
Senator Pettyjohn?
No.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
No.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Sturgiluski?
No.
Senator Ziegler?
No.
Senator Bennett?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? You may read the roll.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 8 nays, 1 absent.
The committee report has been adopted. This takes us down to Are there any special announcements? The bills will be read across tomorrow, will be introduced tomorrow. Other reports will be forthcoming. Senator Rohde. Senator Rohde.
For the last time. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We are adjourned.